Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang. Hello to all of you listening. Let's all welcome December and be hopeful for the coming year. This year's Christmas is going to be a rebound from the lack of luster that we had 2 years ago, and I manifest that positivity will win for us in 2023. Now that we are coming to the new year, I'm sure many of us are already preparing for new goals, hopeful for many opportunities, and in doing that, we need to make sound decisions, right? Don't get me wrong here. It doesn't mean that we only make major decisions as we come close to the new year. We all make decisions a lot of times, and it is my aspiration to be able to give you my humble advice on how to make better decisions through mindfulness. Faced with a decision, we are more likely to take the path we want rather than the path we should. The reason is that the want choice is quickly identified through assumptions, easy categorizations, or past experiences. It is only when time and effort are invested in considering new situations or alternative attributes that the should choice emerges. Increasing the state of consciousness awareness, known as mindfulness, during the decision-making process will allow decision makers to see the better choice before it's too late. You may ask me, mindfulness and decision making? What's the connection? A lot, really. When we practice mindfulness, we become more deliberate and thoughtful in our decision making process rather than reacting impulsively to the immediate situation. Simply put, it's all about awareness. Speaking about awareness, I just recently released an episode on self-awareness, and it is titled, A True Understanding of Self-Awareness. By being self-aware, we become self-conscious as objective evaluators of ourselves. When you are self-aware, you are able to use the right reactions and decisions with caution, with self-control. That episode, as well as other episodes of Grace, Grit, and Glow, can be listened to from the popular podcast platforms such as Anchor, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Being mindful is a powerful tool, but because most of us are immersed in the busyness of this world, we seldom allow space to really process information fully. Mastering mindfulness allows us to reflect more deeply on important decisions in order to come up with better results. Like anything, it requires practice. For example, when you are in discussion with a coworker and it is really difficult to empathize with a person, do you find yourself responding or reacting? There you go. That's where the big difference is. A thoughtful response can subdue a heated discussion, while an impulse reaction would bring about a rise in emotional responses between you and your coworker. One is mindful, the other isn't. Another example is when we are receiving feedback from our leader and we change our narrative from, I don't like what he's saying about my work, to, this person is genuinely trying to help me do better. You receive feedback not with a closed mind, but with an open mind. And with that, you can make better decisions to improve your work. Mindfulness can help someone recognize when a decision should or could be made. Increase goal awareness, enhance consistency of the decision in alignment with one's fundamental values. Finally, mindful decision makers are more likely to learn to make better decisions over time because they are more open to feedback and less prone to misinterpret it by making self-serving attributions. The potential of mindfulness to improve judgment and decisions provides many promising opportunities and benefits. To harness our decision-making, to quiet the storm of emotions in our minds, we must practice mindfulness on a daily basis. In the course of our daily lives, we make bad decisions from time to time, and we can't help it because we are humans. It is just a matter of learning from our mistakes and recognizing what gets in the way of making good decisions. How do you identify the things that get in the way of making good decisions? One way to identify this is your being adamant to change the choice you did because you are already invested in it. Here's an example that clearly relates to this situation. You're waiting for the ride provider to bring you to a meeting, but it's taking time for a driver to take your ride and is already late. You have the option to take a taxi as many empty taxis have passed by, but still you don't take it. You are still thinking about the cancellation fee the ride hailing provider will charge you, without thinking of the sunk cost of being late and how bad you will look from the people who are meeting with you. Another thing that is hindering you to make good decisions is that you are caught up in the emotions. Emotions like anger, fear, and sadness can cloud our judgment without us even realizing it. Many of us don't want to sit with these uncomfortable emotions, so we try to get the decision-making done and over with. Doing this often leads to poor decisions and may not truly solve the problem at hand. Everything may end up worse. This third hindrance may sound so funny, but really it does make sense. You just lack sleep. People tend to make better decisions in the morning because they came from restful sleep. If we don't get a good night's sleep, we tend to make hasty decisions to make our day shorter in order to catch up with sleep. Being mindful of self-care strategies can reduce the stress around decision-making. It is now generally accepted, especially in the business world, that mindfulness helps decision-makers to reach conclusions. There is growing evidence that its positive influence goes much further, impacting the way decisions are identified, made, implemented, and assessed even in our personal lives. So, what are the benefits of being mindful when making decisions? I think the number one benefit of being mindful is that it prevents us from acting rashly. Although time is not on our side to practice mindfulness when we are in the heat of decision-making, we still need to make a diligent effort to ponder on all the alternatives and the specifics that we need to consider. If you act harshly because of circumstances such as emergencies, bad things can happen. There is a reason why you are not supposed to move an accident victim because there might be internal injuries already which can be further aggravated with a wrong move. It is best to wait for professionals to handle the situation. Another one is that it helps us stay grounded and focus on our deeper purpose and goals. One of the best ways to approach the decision-making process is through the lens of purpose. When we practice mindfulness, our thoughts tune into what we're sensing in the present moment rather than rehashing on the past or imagining the future. It is possible to do what you love and live in flow. You just need the right motivation and mindset to make the right decision. The most important decisions need to be made using your own personal criteria. What works for you might not work for somebody else. Why? Because your purpose will be uniquely yours. It is your North Star guiding you to the next decision. The beauty of continuously being mindful of the present is that you get to step outside of the loud noises, the rush of thoughts, and reactive, unconscious behavior. Third benefit is that it encourages us to take time to act in accordance with our values. Core values are the principles that determine the choices we make in life. At the deepest level, knowing your core values prevents you from betraying yourself in securing a decision in a rush. In Season 2, Episode 1 of this podcast, that is, The Mastery of Win-Win Negotiations, I have said that you don't have to agree to the other party's demands too quickly. Negotiations do not have to be completed in one sitting. You can always go back to the negotiating table after studying your options. That episode is a must-listen one, especially if you find yourself not able to assert what you want in the negotiation process. You can add it in your playlist and listen to it on the go from either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Being mindful helps us to act despite uncertainty. In uncertain situations, mindfulness skills can help us interpret events in a positive light. Uncertainty almost always surrounds business decisions. Clearly, the more information the decision maker has, the better the decision will be. As a leader, you are expected to make mindful, important decisions on a daily basis. It is up to you to define the purpose of your company, business, or creative endeavor, and lead each day with that purpose in mind. Another benefit of a mindfulness stance is that it allows us to be aware of distractions and choose not to react to them. Distractions can be uncertainties like what we experienced at the height of the pandemic 2 years ago. During those times, being mindful of our health will help us decide whether to push back additional incentives if you go to work face-to-face when there is an option to work from home. In this situation, the distraction here is the additional incentive. And lastly, it helps us become aware of the decisions as they arise. When there is a need to make a decision right away, you do not give in to making one right away. Quick decisions aren't always easy to make. Oh yes, they sometimes are, if you are basing it on high emotions. It is said that you should never make a decision when you are emotionally charged. It is wiser to still evaluate all the information and make informed decisions. Better be delayed than be sorry, right? There are more than one way to practice mindfulness, but the goal of any mindfulness technique is to achieve a state of alert. Focus calmness by deliberately paying attention to thoughts in the present moment. It is important for people to make decisions without being influenced by emotion. All mindfulness techniques are a form of meditation. Meditation is not just staying quiet in a room without distractions. Over the years, mindfulness techniques have been useful to me, and I would like to share them with you today. Here are my 4 simple mindfulness techniques. It is really that simple, and I've made it into an acronym again so that it will be easier for you to remember. Those 4 techniques can be summed up as STOP. S-T-O-P. Basically, when you practice mindfulness, you really need to stop to create a space in your mind and to become back to the present. When we have clarity of all your options and resources, we are more confident to make decisions. So next time you're tempted to make a hurried decision, do your stop. S is for stop what you are doing. Put things down for a minute and clear your mind. Count from 1 to 10 without thinking of anything. Stay calm, carve out time, even just for a few minutes to clear your mind is crucial for your mental health. And simultaneously, do your T. Take a breath. Breathing exercises help in the meditation process. Follow your breath coming in and off your nose. You can even say to yourself, in as you're breathing in, and out as you're breathing out. if that helps with your concentration. O is for observe your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. You can reflect about what is on your mind and also notice that thoughts are not facts and they are not permanent. For example, if the thought arises that you are inadequate, notice the thought and let it go. Again, those are thoughts, not facts. You know very well you are not inadequate. Then say to yourself, I am enough, with conviction. The last is P, which is proceed with something that will support you in the moment. That something could be the facts that you have that will make you in the decision-making process. Or it could be just talking to a friend or a colleague. It can even be just rubbing your shoulders as if saying to yourself, you can do this. When facing life's challenges, we can use mindful strategies to reduce our stress around decision-making. By being aware of the previous events, strong emotions, and time of the day that can impact our state of mind, we can avoid pitfalls and take the directions in life that are the most wise and true to ourselves. As I close, let me remind you that in all these processes, self-care is really of utmost importance. If our thoughts keep wandering or negative thoughts intrude during the process of mindful decision-making, remember to take the STOP, S-T-O-P strategies. As we grow in mindfulness, we can learn more about the pattern of thoughts and emotions behind our decision-making, bring them into the spotlight, and develop better self-management. When we are mindful, we become more compassionate of ourselves. If it is out of your hands, you deserve to free your mind of the stress. I will see you in the next episode, which is about fostering the growth mindset. Be sure to tune in for another significant topic coming your way next week. Lots of love, Nikki. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time.